brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Kickoff just took place. We are live. It is Wednesday, the 15th day of August, 2012. I am Alex Jones, your host, and we are going to be here for the next 3 hours. And guess who's coming on today? John Rocker. He's a writer for WorldNet Daily. You know him as a former top professional baseball player plagued by scandal. And when I was up covering Bilderberg a few months ago in Virginia, I'd already been following his writing. But I thought something like a cogent, intelligent person compared to the way the media had construed and twisted and exaggerated what he'd said. And they said, really? Well, it's funny you notice his writing because he's a listener of yours and would love to come on the show. So John Rocker, I guess, is probably tuning in right now. He's going to be joining us for his maiden visit with us. And we'll talk about what he really stands for, not what the media has said John Rocker stands for. I got a copy of his book around here. They gave me one. I read it. It was pretty darn good. So we're going to be talking about that as well. JohnRocker.net is his website. I, of course, am Alex Jones of Infowars.com. So retired American Major League Baseball relief pitcher. Played for the Atlanta Braves, Cleveland Indians, Texas Rangers, Tampa Bay Devil Rays, as well as Long Island Ducks. The Independent Atlantic League of Professional Baseball threw left-handed and batted right-handed. He'll be joining us today to talk about, well, he said, what do you want to talk about? He said, I want to talk about the TSA. And boy, there's a lot of news on that front, so we'll be discussing it. That said, then we have a special guest, hadn't been on in a while, but backed by popular demand, talk show host and compounding pharmacist Ben Fuchs. And I do not intend to belabor a bunch of longevity products that I believe are the best that are available at InfoWarsTeam.com. He is going to join us. We've done research for this interview. I have done research because I listen to his show some that comes on right before mine on GCN, GCNLive.com. And it's syndicated, getting on a lot of stations. And I heard him the other day just going through all the vitamins and minerals and reading what scientists admit it causes if you have a deficiency. Pancreas going out, diabetes, cancer, skin problems, hair falling out. I mean, just all of it. We're going to go through a blitzkrieg in the third hour. I mean, I'm going to just sit here like I did with Tarpley last night for an hour and 30 minutes. He talked about 70% of the time and just let him roll with the info on the economy and more. Well, that video is up at prisonplanet.tv right now. But the point is, I'm going to try to just sit back and have him rapid fire roll through this because I want to know more and I know you want to know more. And I want to ask him questions like LA Times, no yolk, eating the whole egg as dangerous as smoking. See, it sounds reasonable to ban smoking or put incredible taxes on it, but the globalists don't care about us. They push illegal, corrupt drugs on us, dangerous drugs, vaccines. But they get something like smoking, the UN said 30 years ago. They would globally standardize a demonization campaign, and I understand why. It's really bad for you, especially the additives, and then set the precedent. Just like the precedent with toilets or light bulbs and then pretty soon there's home inspectors in your house and pretty soon you can't have dust in the barn, so they shut down the family farm. You know, child labor laws sound good until they ban you having your 10-year-old carry out the garbage, which they've done in areas of Europe, and your kids divorce you because the state tells them to on television. So this is what's going on, the breakup of the family. There's all these big moves to outright ban cigarettes. You'll just make a black market. Or bring it to the point of where a package is $20. They want this controlled because they want to start. It's already started in New York. Outright bans of large 16-ounce and above drinks and things and salt and all the rest of it. $2,000 fines if you put salt in food. I'm not joking. This is the control freak model. It's not because the nanny state loves you. They want to control you. Next is going to be eggs. And all the cashless society face scanning to buy and sell will mark what you're eating. You'll be given a surcharge for it. That's the plan. It's coming, just like black boxes in your cars. Big news coming up. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, strap yourselves in, my friends, for this Wednesday, the 15th day of August 2012 broadcast. Controversial figure, WorldNet Daily writer, retired professional baseball player, author, John Rocker is going to be joining us to talk about the TSA and more in the second hour today. And I guess it's back with popular demand. We're going to race through different vitamin and mineral deficiencies, just covering the waterfront, and why so many diseases are exploding off the charts, and why the medical system doesn't want you to know that it is being caused by mainly mineral and vitamin and trace element deficiencies. So that's in the third hour today with compounding pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I do intend to also try to take some phone calls, but time will race through with both of those guests, obviously. That said, Paul Watson is working on a story that is going to break in the next 15 to 20 minutes at prisonplanet.com and InfoWars.com. If you go to the drudgereport.com right now, two of our stories are top stories. One of them was a top story yesterday, has now gone down the left-hand side. The other is the top story on the right-hand side. Now Social Security Administration to purchase 174,000 rounds of bullets. Of ammo. That is an InfoWars.com Paul Joseph Watson article. Now, Paul is hot on the case of this. Last year, it was 250 million rounds of 40 cal alone. This year, 5 months ago, 450 million rounds made big news. Now, last Friday, and we noticed it Sunday, did an article Monday that, again, went national because Drudge linked to it. They purchased 750 million rounds. Then it came out the National Weather Service per office was ordering 15,000 to 25,000 per office. We're talking basically every major city. It's got a National Weather Service in it. Now, this morning, because these orders are coming in so fast on top of the 1.4 billion in less than 12 months. It was what the 250 million round purchase was made in September of last year. So 11 months ago. 250 mil, 450 mil, 750 mil. And now they're breaking the orders up in 200,000, 300,000, 174,000. Now they're flooding in. And guess what happened? This is breaking in the next 20 minutes. Homeland Security illegally, with new purchase orders yesterday, because they know under federal law, unless mandated by Congress and the National Security Council in consultation with the National Security Committee in the House of Representatives and the Senate, if they don't have authorization and a mandate from Congress, they cannot classify something. Homeland Security has now blacked out new orders for more ammo on top of the 1.4 bill that went out yesterday. Watson is in there every morning. He's working at 2 a.m. our time because he's in England 6 hours ahead of Central. So when I'm sawing logs at 6 a.m., Watson's already up. And they have now blacked it out in the purchase orders. You can go into the federal government websites. By law, they have to list the open contracts there. It's not classified. In fact, it's not even listed restricted. And it lists that they put these bids out and that they're making these purchases, and they blacked it out. And ladies and gentlemen, he's got screenshots of it all. It's so ham-fisted that they didn't run it through a machine that blacked it out like the CIA. They used black markers. We blew it up. You can read what it is. They can't. These lazy people are too out of control criminal-wise to even black it out. By the way, it's illegal. And I looked it up. Watson's adding that to his article. He had a consultation, a little talk before I went live on air today. And I went and looked it up from my memory. It is not a congressional mandate. That's why it's put on that public bid process. That's why it's listed. They have illegally black this out. Now, don't expect Congress to take them to the woodshed for it. But Watson has now found some of these National Endowment Groups for Democracy and others connected to these ammo purchases, and now we know why they're getting so many. Watson is ferreting this out right now. This is not confirmed, but we have the linkage. It appears a large portion of the $1.4 billion-plus is being shipped to Turkey and then into Syria. So the bullets are going to Al-Qaeda. I mean, you can't make this up. It's an Iran-Contra situation by Hillary over there. And that's why they're blacking out these bullets. It doesn't matter. I tell you, man, it's fast and furious where they ship 20,000 guns, hand grenades, not just to Mexico, but to Honduras. And inside the U.S., Chicago, Illinois, Indianapolis, Indiana, Tampa, Florida, they ship guns there too. To gangs that are killing gangs they want to knock out. I mean, these are just mafia people. Like, I shouldn't be sitting around laughing at them. I can feel the wings of the angel of death flapping around. Wouldn't be here if it wasn't for God and your prayers. And by the way, I just want to say that here today. I am so incredibly thankful that I was ever born. I'm so incredibly thankful to my family, to my wife, my children, and their courage. I'm so incredibly thankful to you, the listeners and supporters and people that have supported us in the media out there, talk show hosts, webmasters, journalists, for putting up with us, because everybody knows we're not perfect, but we're real. We try the best we can. We try to tell the truth. We try to be accurate. We have a really good track record compared to the mainstream media that tries to lie, that I have lived a full and great life, and I feel successful. I feel a life of worth and of value. And I don't have any fear because I know I'm on the right path. I know I'm on the right course. And I hope I'm alive to be 100 years old. I love life. I just love my dogs, watching them eat and jump around and sit in my lap. I love my children, watching them learn. I just love my family. I love goodness, and I love truthfulness and straightforwardness and uprightness. Doesn't mean I'm up on some high horse myself. I recognize my slovenliness and worldliness and all the rest of it. I just, being honorable and being good and being strong and not being afraid is so fulfilling. It is so fulfilling to go through all the tribulations we face and know that more are coming. It's just fulfilling. The worst things that have happened to me in my life when I'm doing the right thing, it is always a lesson. It is fulfilling. And it's not like, oh, I'm the poor victim, I feel sorry for myself. It's the opposite. It's the strength of the species. It's the communing with my ancestors, the ones that were straight and strong and did the right thing and lifted up the species. You see, I'm an individualist. The globalists are counterfeiters. They try to create a counterfeit of what's already there. We are individuals, but individually in our basic code of honor and our basic understanding of what's wholesome and good, we are communal. We are collective. But it's not a force collective. It is an individual's through shared beliefs and ideas and passion and souls that are similar. We commune with those in the past because there's a connection, mother to son, father to daughter, father to son, just down. I mean, in the last 6,000 years of recorded history, there's only been 60 real generations. You ever think about that? And so that's not that long ago, is it? And so that person, your great grandparent, even if you never met them, they took care of your grandparents who had your parents who had you. There's a direct electrical connection, and this isn't even really a spiritual thing. It's a genetic thing. It's a consciousness, archetypal race memory. That's what instincts are. I let my children go see Brave because they're thinking about doing an analysis of it. I'm thinking about putting my children on TV. They want to go on air. They want to, even though that's dangerous, they have a desire to do it. I think I'm going to let them take the risk. That's what life's all about. And I said, okay, go watch this movie and do a review with your mother, with the two older ones. And my kids don't get scared of hardly anything, but there's a big evil bear in it. And it's occultic and stuff as well, druidic. And my daughter came home and said, man, that really scared me, that big bear. And that's because instinctively our ancestors dealt with big, mean cave bears, twice the size of a grizzly bear. And so instinctively, that's why when you come out of your house at night, when you come out of your house, it's like coming out of your cave. That's where big animals, big predators used to wait to eat us. That's why you feel fear coming out of your house. That's why going in and out of a threshold, because that's where something's going to be waiting. All of that is really racial memories. And it is satisfying in the human race to connect and do the right thing as our forebears did. And then we are an example of those that come in the future. And that's when everything clicks into position. And that's when you become satisfied. So many people are not satisfied because you're not going to find satisfaction in sports. You're not going to find it in sex. You're not going to find it in being a tough guy. You're not going to find it in any of those things. I mean, sure, there's a place for all of it, but when you think that's the center of your universe and that you're going to find fulfillment just in that, that is not the case. The great dedications are where you're going to find satisfaction. And the defense of the innocent. We are winning. All the polls are out there. We're winning the fight for the Second Amendment. We're winning the fight against abortion worldwide. They're freaking out. Young people, it's off the chart, despite the programming they're turning against, because they're teaching them that abortion's wonderful. Kids know how to rebel. It's built in case you've got bad people The truth is, young people don't really rebel if you teach them to become leaders and chiefs in their own area. If you put them in danger, if you challenge them, if you put them out there and treat them as adults, they will actually, they will never rebel against you. Because by the time they get to the age to rebel, they're 13, 14, they're already men and women, they're already ready to be men and women. They only rebel when you suppress them. They only rebel when you don't turn them into adults.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'll be watching.
We're going to be watching you. You're going to watch us. There's 7 billion of us, and we know about the globalists. We know about how you control both sides of conflicts. We know your game plan, those of us that are awake, and we are massive numbers. And we're going to wake others up as well. Thank you so much for joining us again. We do have John Rocker joining us. I've got something a little lighthearted we're going to play when we come back from the break. I've never aired it before. It is satire. You will notice that right away. And we're going to post the video of it if you're a radio listener and want to follow along. You can go there and watch it. It is a new presidential candidate that has announced that they're running for 2012 on a third-party ticket. Yes, that is coming up in the next segment. It's about 8-9 minutes long. Then I will continue with the news. But Watson soon will have an article that is not satire, unfortunately, up. And this fits the pattern of Fast and Furious, the 1.4 million rounds of ammo, because now they're ordering millions of rounds of ammo in combat rounds, 308, 223, but also 357 Magnum, 357 SIG, 38, everything. And it looks like what you give a ragtag army that's got a bunch of different governments like NATO consortium giving them weapons. And again, Watson is ferreting into that. I hope other journalists look into it. His new article coming out just deals with they're now blacking it out. On top of the 1.4 billion and change bullets of the last year, or 11 months to be technical, again, 1 billion this year, 250 mil and 750 mil. One bill, 1 billion bullets bought. Now they're buying a bunch of others. The Post Office, the Social Security Administration, the Department of Education, the National Weather Service, NOAA, that is over the Fish and Wildlife, the federal folks. I mean, you would think they were getting ready to fight a trillion Martians landing or something. And again, some of the spin is, oh, we always buy ammo. Really, we looked up the numbers. This is at least 10 times what all federal law enforcement has ever bought. In fact, I've got my researchers putting that article together. It'll be out in the next few days, but we found some of the numbers. I mean, in the past, they might have bought a million rounds of ammo for the entire FBI. In a year. I mean, and that's a lot for target shooting and all the things they're doing and what they have. There were cases where total, non-military, we're talking about 50, 60, 70 million rounds getting bought in a year. We're talking about a billion. So when I say 10 times, it's way over that. It's way, and again, there are hundreds and hundreds. The last purchase I saw was over 300. Last year, and they finally got delivered the last few months. That's why you're seeing them everywhere. First on the back of trucks and trains, big, giant black war wagons are, they have a Homeland Security seal on them. And they're giving them to local police. These aren't old Army vehicles that are surplus, for the SWAT team to roll up in a house where there's an active shooter. These are big, giant armored vehicles that have Homeland Security that Homeland Security has, but also local police are getting. More helicopters, more drones, weaponizing drones, checkpoints. These mobile armored pillboxes, it is mind-blowing, the military buildup. And I know I just keep harping on this and harping on this and harping on this. Max Kaiser, who's on Friday, sent us this article. It's out of Bloomberg. Paulson Soros at gold as price declines, most since 08. Yeah, big governments, universities, and the elite, the insiders, who made their money because they have the inside knowledge. That's confirmed now. LIBOR, all of it staged. They are just hoarding the daylights out of gold right now, buying the daylights out of the gold stocks, the physical. That's Bloomberg. So we're going to be getting into that. He sent me this email. He said the smart money knows the collapse is coming. They are getting ready, buying gold, silver. But the ETFs, they buy only honor delivery on $50,000 buys. Anyone who buys less will get wiped out. So he'll explain that to us on Friday. Got a bunch of financial news. A bunch of Paul Ryan news. Look, I've analyzed Paul Ryan. And I've got to say, he's always been anti-abortion. And he's always been pro-gun. And he's actively fought for both. So I've got some comments on that.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Now, guys, you know what T-Gen can do for you. Boosting testosterone is no small feat for a man of any age. But do you know what happens when you boost testosterone and nitric oxide at the same time? We are talking a whole nother level of performance. Boosting nitric oxide is how the popular pharmaceuticals work to increase performance. And during the Chamonix Summer Clearance Sale, you will get 3 bottles of the brand new Nitro Boost Nitric Oxide Enhancer absolutely free. It's the best offer you'll hear on the radio this summer. Increase your sexual desire, muscle growth with exercise, and add Nitro Boost for a new level of performance. And amazingly, during this summer clearance, it's free. Call 800-577-8644, 800-577-8644, and get the new Nitro Boost absolutely free with your T-Gen today. And even this crazy sale comes with an incredible 90-day money-back guarantee. So don't wait. Call now. 800-577-8644, 800-577-8644.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Obviously, I've analyzed Paul Ryan quite a bit in the last 14 years that he's been a congressman. Again, if you just joined us, I'm Alex Jones. Whether you're listening to us on AM and FM stations across the country or XM 166, or Global Shortwave, or the free internet streams at InfoWars.com. Thank you so much for joining us. We're also streaming video at PrisonPlanet.tv of the three-hour radio show each day. It's really a TV show because we have video clips, document cam, guest in studio, you name it. We also have the nightly news, 7 o'clock Central every night. And I come back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. The Health Ranger's got a very special report for you with John B. Wells this Sunday. Coming up on the Sunday broadcast, he, of course, is one of the hosts of CoastToCoastAM.com. Amazing folks. He's going to be on talking about financial collapse and what he's gleaned from all the experts he's interviewed over the years. That's on the Sunday show. Those two men will be hosting the show. Well, Mike Adams will be hosting. Wells will be riding shotgun. Okay. There is so much to go over here. Eli Lilly admits to more than $200 million worth of doctor payoffs. Speaking of Mike Adams, that's a naturalnews.com story. We're going to be going over that. Special Ops Group attacks Obama over bin Laden bragging leaks. Yeah, because it's all a big PR made-up story. So they blew the helicopter up on the ground. And then the rest of SEAL Team 6 that knew about it got blown up. Remember that? Remember? I hadn't predicted that would happen. Chelsea won't rule out political run. Oh, is there no end to these demons? But she's had her nose job and stuff. Nothing against that. It's just whatever. A bunch of plastic people. Looks like Joan Rivers. Looks like she's 40 years old. And the portrait of Darian or Dorian Gray or whatever you call it, Edgar Allan Poe. We're going to also get into bizarre statements by Biden about Romney, saying that, you know, he wants to put chains back on you. And again, Romney is a globalist. There's no debating that. But how does Paul Ryan change things? Because I've really done soul searching about this whole situation, and I'm going to give you my take on where I stand on the 2012 election after we go to this piece of satire. Now, I did this back in January of this year, about 7 months ago, and we did it teleprompter free. This wasn't written. You know, when we did this comedy piece, people comment, oh, it's pretty funny. You know, Alex, you need better writers. There aren't writers here other than news article writers. By the way, we're waiting on Watson's article that should go up any minute. Not the Social Security Administration to purchase 174,000 rounds of hollow point bullets. That's the top story at drudgereport.com right now. And that is big news. And not the National Weather Service doing the same thing. No, now they're blacking out new purchases, and they're of all different types. So this is either for a foreign army. This is either for Mexico to destabilize things, which, you know, they also ship ammo down there. It's for something clandestine. This is even more than they need for an all-out civil war of the American people. Or maybe it is to bankrupt smaller shops and people who cannot get all this ammo now and who can't sell ammo. I mean, it's not that it's just the price is too high to buy. You can't get most of it. And now they're buying all the calibers. So Watson's found some connections to shipping this to Al-Qaeda. We're going to get into that as soon as his article goes up. It should go up any minute. Any minute. He's also going to post this video, this satire video, if you didn't see it, because I never played it on air. And it gets pretty funny towards the end. But why am I airing this now on the radio? I didn't air it before. I heard it on TV. Again, we shot it, or I interviewed myself as cover commander. It's a joke. And, you know, then we edited it right before the nightly news and put it on. So we did all of this in about an hour. I got in a cover commander outfit, did my bit, then did questions to myself on the screen, and then put it on air. So it's, and I want to do more of this. It's why we've hired six reporters that are now making their way down here, and more video editors and stuff with all the capital you've helped us accrue. Because I want to do serious stuff. I want to get back to making films. I want to get back to more, you know, reporting around the country. And I want to do satire. Because let me tell you, our satire pieces have, and our social commentary pieces and our pieces on media, we're going to do more of that. That's what's really reaching a wider audience. Because our government acts like Cobra Commander, a fictional bad guy. Torturing, setting people up, shipping arms around to destabilize things. So why not have Cobra Commander run? I mean, we don't know who Obama really is. We don't know who Cobra Commander is. He's got all these different names and rumors about who he is. So here is my little satire piece, and then we will come back with Watson's article that I'm told is going up any minute at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. This is big now that they're blacking out how much ammo they're getting after $1.4 billion. And again, they don't have authorization to do that. This is supposed to be public. You have to get authorization from Congress to classify something. They have to give a mandate. So this is a big deal. I mean, they'll just start classifying everything. They classified how much radiation comes out of the scanners. Turns out it's enough to kill you over time. Doctors are saying that. So here is my interview with, a humanitarian cover commander.
We're now joined by humanitarian and overall trendy cover commander. He is an international terrorist, a dictator over third world countries. He's involved in bioweapons, weapon sales. And now in the modern America and modern world where torture, secret arrest, TSA, groping your children's genitals is what the good guys do, I thought we'd have him on. I know the media reaches out to Cobra Commander or Cobra Leader quite often, and he refuses to come on, but he has agreed to do this interview because he has a big announcement tonight to make. to the people that live in this 1984 society. And again, if you're not with the Cobra leader or Mr. Cobra, then you're not a modern trendy. So I want to thank him for joining us this evening. Mr. Cobra and associate, I guess minion, kind of like North Korea, thank you for joining us, Mr. Cobra leader.
You pathetic little worm. How dare you call me Mr. Cobra? I am Supreme Cobra Commander. You call your petty bureaucrats officials and authorities, you will kneel before Cobra or face my wrath. You pathetic little worm. How dare you call me Mr. Cobra?
Your Supreme Excellency, your graciousness, your Royal Highness, Cobra Commander, I should give you the same attention that other mass murderers get who run empires, like the Queen of England, Queen Elizabeth II. I apologize. The corporate media for a long time has wondered who you actually are, and since I got your title wrong, will you please tell us who you are, sir? Because tyranny is so trendy right now. Why not reveal yourself, your lordship?
None of your pathetic business, worm. Submit to me. Even this gentleman here to my left is a servant of Cobra. For decades you've known him as the real Cobra Commander. Only now am I letting you pathetic people know that it is I, the true Cobra Commander, who have ruled from behind the scenes.
Oh, man. And I always like the Bill of Rights and Constitution and due process. It is so cool. You just are talking down to me. Now I know how other Americans feel. We like being slaves. Thank you, sir. Oh, I've got so many other questions. Thank you for giving us this big, gracious interview. Miss Napolitano, I'm sorry to reveal your identity. I mean, forget that. Cobra Commander, why are you agreeing to this interview? You said you had some special announcement for us. Please tell us what that is, sir.
I am the leader. I am Cobra Commander. I have agreed to this interview so that you might know that I have decided to go public and to have a public stock offering in Cobra Global Enterprises. I intend to issue my own fiat currency, but before I do that, I intend to sue Homeland Security for copyright and trademark infringement. Black uniforms. Black uniforms. Ski mask. Checkpoints. Black armored tanks on the streets. Preemptive war. Torture. Wireless wiretapping. Total tyranny is the new freedom that Cobra has taught the world. And now Joe and the Pentagon have stolen my plan and hired Al-Qaeda to carry out their operations in Libya, which they formerly did for me. Now clearly America and the rest of the system has realized that I am the true visionary. And so I now announce to you and the world the greatest moment in the history of Cobra! Cobra! I will now sit for president and run on the Republican Party ticket against that plagiarist of Barack Obama that's stolen so many of my ideas. Clearly an America that loves indefinite detention and the NDAA and torture and secret arrest is ready to be ruled by a true tyrant. I was a snake and an oppressor before it was cool. Hail Cobra! Cobra! I am running for president of the United States and from America. I will continue the policy of global corporate war against the third world. Death and destruction. Forced inoculations. Hail Cobra!
Well, you're obviously keeping us safe from terrorists. I just only have a few more questions. Your supreme helpernesses, officialnesses, authority is a powerful government. I know that you are a humanitarian and care about the population. What about climate change? What about carbon taxes that are being implemented? Where does COBRA as an organization stand on that, sir?
As your future president, I agree with Al Gore. To be able to breathe or engage in any activity, you will pay not Gore, but me, your supreme leader, money to breathe. If you want to engage in any activity, you will get permission from COBRA. And I now have a giant homeland security bureaucracy and police wearing COBRA uniforms who are ready to strike fear into the slaves who will implement this system. So the answer, you pathetic worm, is yes, I will allow you to live if you pay me to breathe. Al Gore has served us well.
What's your electoral strategy? How do you think you're going to be elected?
COBRA is always confident. Not only do the American people clearly love my style of leadership, but if they are woken up by traitors against evil, like Ron Paul, I will simply implement the electronic voting machines, and the gullible sheeple will buy it all! Hail COBRA! COBRA!
In closing, Your Worshipfulness, what is the essence of what you want to impart to all the people that want to live under authoritarian rule?
And remember one more thing, you pathetic little worm and all of your viewers. You belong to me. Tyranny is freedom. The freedom for psychopaths like me and the armies of millions that serve me is the future. Resistance to COBRA is unstoppable. Because I'm keeping you safe from Al-Qaeda. Get me Bin Laden in here for orders. Get the CIA on the phone now and have them hail COBRA.
Well, that's our interview with COBRA Commander. And I'm going to be honest with you. I, in the past, thought that people like COBRA Commander were bad. But I'm a patriot. And now the government says torturing children in Iraq, secretly arresting Americans is good. Putting cancer viruses in vaccines is good. And so, really, people like COBRA Commander are the good people. Like in the Bible, Judas is a good guy. Barabbas is good. Jesus is bad.
And, of course, very dark satire there to illustrate how evil we've gotten, ladies and gentlemen, that the people say, give us Barabbas. Give us Obama. I'm going to get into Paul Ryan and my take on that here in just a moment. When we come back from break, and I'm going to get into some other geopolitical news ahead of John Rocker, WorldNet Daily writer, and, of course, a controversial and famous baseball player joining us. We do have the article. It's now up at Infowars.com. We're going to get to that in a moment. DHS classifies ammo purchase following controversy. Yeah, DHS classifies new ammo purchases. I would just add that headline as editor live here on the air. DHS classifies new ammo purchases. New ammo purchases following controversy. Great job, Watson. I tell you, what a powerhouse writer and researcher. We're going to be getting into that. This is a big scandal. If people know what they're looking at, we'll cover that in a moment. First off, I want to make two announcements here. We are now carrying discounted the entire line of incredible Interfeud products that were born right here in Austin. These are the best green superfoods out there. They've also got great coffee. They've also got these medicine chest of essential oils that are the purest proprietary quality. So if you go to InfoWarsShop.com, we are now carrying their entire line discounted. InfoWarsShop.com. They also have now have a 40 days, 40 nights organic storable food all in one big plastic tote box. Check it out at InfoWarsShop.com. The entire line discounted now at InfoWarsShop.com. The entire Interfood line and more. Lastly, if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see this. If not, by next week, I'm going to put a promo video up, show everybody. Look at this, Infowars.com, because there's a war on for your mind. And if you're watching again on PrisonPlanet.tv, there is one of the racks that we are going to be putting up. I guess you can't really see it good against a black background. Here, I'll just show it to folks this way. I'll kind of be like Judge Smales when the lamp's in the way. Just knock it out. Knock it out of the way, Danny. There's two kinds of things, good things and bad things. You want to be good, Danny? Yes, I want to be good. Good. Very good. Just have to neurotically now quote. Do they have a Tourette syndrome where you have to quote Caddyshack? I guess Spalding actually has it in there. When he's like hacking at the balls, he's like, I hate to talk a little kid, but you're allowed to. It's funny. Turds, double turds. All right, I'm sorry. Now I am getting, I apologize. Horrible, evil. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. These racks, 800 locations in Austin. We're not playing games, okay? You think this was cheap? 800 locations in Austin, 50,000 on the streets, 20,000 mailed out to everybody that orders goods at InfoWarsShop.com, where you can bulk order them at price, at cost. So InfoWarsShop.com. It's coming soon, the InfoWars magazine. This is our answer to the Internet kill switch, print 2.0. Fahrenheit this.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Okay, Russell Dowden, who heads up the rollout of InfoWars newspaper, it's going to be all over the country, and we have our way, but rolling out in Austin. It's 50,000 at 1,000 locations, excuse me, 1,000 locations in Austin. and then 20,000 mailed out to listeners. And then we're going to look for partners around the country to have part of their content and their ads in the newspaper / magazine. It's a publication. It's really a big newspaper. And we're going to roll it out. And we were able to pay for the first month that had a lot of added expenses up front, the first time with advertising. And I guarantee you people are going to get a big response. So people are already contacting us about franchising. We haven't rolled out the website for that yet. We're just doing phase one right now. But, again, they zig, we zag. They want to censor the web. We'll keep fighting there, but we'll also go to hard copy. And I'm not going to get into a whole breakdown of that. I will soon. Okay. This story is too big. I'll have to bring this up with Mr. Rocker when he's on. And then more in the third hour because we're running out of time right now. But DHS classifies ammo purchases following controversy. And I already covered this a lot before the article came out. The Department of Homeland Security has redacted information relating to the quantity of bullets it is buying following a controversy concerning the agency's purchase of over a billion rounds of ammo, which many fear is a sign of federal government preparing for civil unrest in the United States. Despite the fact that documents are only supposed to be redacted if authorized by Congress or for national security reasons, a solicitation posted on the Fed Biz Ops website yesterday concerning ammunition purchase by the DHS on behalf of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, which they used under Rex 84, really for the American people, ICE, contains numerous blacked out sections. We know Border Patrol is involved helping arm the Mexicans under Obama's orders. Wonder if that's part of that. Is this Fast and Furious? Probably. The classified portions of the document include references to the amount of 223 and 223 64 grain ammunition being purchased. And it just goes on. So now they're doing that, and he goes through the rest of it. I'll talk about this more tomorrow, but I really want to do the right thing in soul searching. I cannot vote for Mitt Romney. I know he's been for abortion, gun bans, open borders, carbon taxes, globalism, tax-exempt garbage, all of it. He's fake. But Paul Ryan has got a lot of issues. No Child Left Behind, NDAA, Patriot Act, banker bailouts. And I don't get into lesser of two evils here. But I do have to say, he has voted and actually fought, not just paid lip service against abortion. That's a big rubber meets the road issue. And he's been pro-gun. And he's one of the only people out there defending the Second Amendment right now. When you've got the Republican leadership, Bill Kristol, Bill O'Reilly, Rupert Murdoch, the list goes, Michael Savage saying, yeah, we don't need semi-autos, ban them. So he at least is paying lip service to that. So I don't know what to do. I just... With Romney, there wasn't really a difference between him and Obama. And I know if Romney gets in, conservatives and libertarians will go to sleep. And I guarantee you Romney's just going to continue what everything Obama did because that's what the globalists want. It's like Bush supported, at the end, carbon taxes and shutting down power plants. It's not about the environment. It's about big companies shutting down the competition. But if I then don't at least admit that Paul Ryan's better than Obama, even though he'd be VP, then it's almost, I'm like not saying he's good on abortion and guns. So I'm rarely, I'm a good talk show host because I'm decisive. I believe what I believe. I think about it and that's it. But on this, I'm just sharing with you my own personal thoughts because I don't want to just be pigheaded and sit here and attack Ryan when he's got some good attributes. What do you think? Let me know at Twitter, Real Alex Jones.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.